Part 3 of Change. 1:32 a.m. Finished work at 11 today. Started at 11:45. Ooh, plot twist. I do have a job. It's a part-time job. Do I deserve to call myself self-employed if I have a part-time job? Okay. I'm going to break that down for you real quick. My interpretation is people love to give themselves titles. And I'm pretty sure I have heard that before from maybe when I was reading Rich Dad Poor Dad. I don't remember. But either way, I have heard it before. Like, just people love to give themselves titles. It helps them give themselves like a place in life at the time. So cool. And also it's required from the government for you to have one, so they know you're either employed or self-employed or unemployed. So anyways, I'm self-employed because, and I did say I'll talk about this further in the podcast, and that's what I do at the moment. I don't want to share that yet because I don't want this to be an advertising post. That's why I don't listen to a lot of keynote speakers or podcasts myself. I actually don't. I'm very selective because I like to, the content that I'm listening to needs to be able to soak into my mind. I don't want to just waste it on information I don't need right now because I'm taking a lot of information. I'm studying right now as well. I haven't mentioned that, but I'm studying as well as my self-employment, part-time job, and balancing other things, which we're talking about right now. Continue to talk about. Welcome to Francesco after having been working all day long and come back and needs to wind down. So there's going to be a lot of rambling here, but I'm going to stick to the program. Change part 3 is basically about part 2 extended. I'm working for Aligo. They're based in Wimbledon. I go to Colombia